Welcome to the Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. That's okay, that's going.
Boom, 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 boom. Stand by. Boom, 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 boom. Stand by.
I don't know why I have that in my head.
When the night...
I need singing lessons. What up? Nice to see you again.
Hi.
It's been 2 days. We got to get it going. I start traveling here.
Oh,
we're
going
to really squeeze in some interviews and stuff. We got a few people coming on. Pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited.
But today we're on our own, so they get to listen to us again.
Ramble. You get to listen to us ramble about nonsense.
It's supposed to be really hot this weekend.
Ew, I'm not looking forward to it.
Julie and I were talking about doing something all day outside on Sunday. It's supposed to be 90.
Ew.
I hope I just melt all my fat off. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great if you were outside and just the fat melted?
Okay, so grandma was talking to me about, remember those machines that would like wiggle you?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know why those aren't a thing. She's like, because if you take like chicken and you like pick off a piece of fat and you like really like... it'll like melt that fat. Yeah. So why doesn't it work on us?
And I was so like, we need to get those machines again. I think they used to have them on the Titanic. So we'll go get those underwater and then we'll go stand outside in the 90 degree heat and shake our shit off. How about that?
You know what I really want is one of those weighted hula hoops.
Oh, okay.
Kayla has one.
So you guys got me hooked on TikTok. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
And I actually stop watching TikTok because I get so many ads. It's like,
I know.
It's like, ha, 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 and then it's like the weighted thing, ha, ha, and then the weighted thing. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
this is enough.
Skip through them.
I know, but I don't have time
for
that.
Or you can long hold and hit not interested.
Oh, that's how you do it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to click it on everything.
I'm sure they'll just send you other ones.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like, here's one for your head. It's a weighted whatever. Get smarter.
So one of my friends, her sister lost like 30 pounds and even her dad lost like 30 pounds. Doing the hula hooping.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago before they made the really cool weighted hula hoop that you don't have to actually swing around.
You know? That's all I want. I just want a hula hoop.
Yeah. But they did it with real hula hoops. You know?
I wonder how many cars would like beep at me if I did my 5 mile loop that I do every morning with a hula hoop around.
With a hula hoop?
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
That would be really hard to run and hula hoop at the same time.
I think you would have to like sidestep. Yeah, like you'd have to like sidestep instead of like running forward. I'm going to try it.
Okay, you try it. You let me know how that works out.
And then I'm going to come home from that and I'm going to wash my walls.
No.
Do you wash your walls?
I don't wash my walls. I'll spot clean my walls, but I dust my walls because our house is dusty. Yeah. Is all hell.
I think all houses are dusty.
And I have dark colors on my walls, so you can see the dust on my walls. Mm-hmm. You know, like my living room is like gold and purple, which I know sounds weird, but if you saw it in person, it's
beautiful.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this before we came onto the air. Some lady on TikTok was like, "You dirty if you don't wash your walls," and I was like, "I don't fucking wash my walls." I'm like, "If I see shit,
did
on
you start
it,
like looking at your walls?
Yeah.
Like, what's to wash?"
Yeah, and I was like, "If I see a big old shit stain from the dog, then I'll clean it." You know, but I don't know. I don't wash my walls.
So and I said that I do wash my walls,
you
but
weirdo.
But it's just okay. So the way my kitchen is set up is I have this little like nook, like little corner, and that's where we put the garbage. So we all joke around and like throw stuff all the way from the dining room to try and make, you know, the 2 points or 3 points into the garbage can, and whatever's in the garbage
can splashes. Yeah.
So yes, those two small walls I wash down for
sure. That's, you know, you do spot cleaning on your walls. But these people are talking about the O-Cedar spin mops.
Oh, and they wash like the...
And they wash their whole fucking wall, ceilings, everything. You know, they're... I could see using it on your... What do you call that? The baseboards?
Yes, for sure.
Actually, in the video started with a chick. She had a paint roller and she was dipping it in like, you know, soapy water, squeezing it out and then doing the walls with it.
Oh, I feel like that would not wash your walls because it's just rolling the water on it.
Yeah.
Was she wiping them down afterwards?
I don't know. Because it cut to the girl like, I don't wash my walls.
Oh, gotcha.
She was like stitching it or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, who washes their walls?
And then we talked about it a little bit earlier that like if you're a smoker, yeah. Or if okay, all right.
I don't smoke
back
in my
up
house
here for a second. Yeah, you don't smoke in your house, but yeah. I'm also gonna say I am a candle burner.
Yeah.
So I will buy one candle and it's lit. Is that how
yeah.
you say it?
Yeah.
Lit in my
it's
house.
Lit.
until it's done.
Yeah.
I just like the smell of it and yeah. I put it in a safe spot where it just keeps going.
And you kept smelling shit in your bathroom.
Well, yeah, that's fixed. We're gonna talk about that in a minute too. We're gonna talk about sanitation today because I feel like this is where it's
going. Oh my
going.
God, because that one store I was at the other day too. You saw the Snapchat of it.
Yeah. So
okay.
Back to the candle real quick.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I guess I should have realized this, but you know, where else is it going to burn the candle off?
Right.
You're right, because it's smoky, right?
Yeah.
So I went to go clean the table. It's a glass table that it sits on because I removed the candle after it burned out and rubbed my hand on it and it was like black.
Black.
So I was like, oh, so yeah. I had to do like a full, you know, yeah. wash down. And that's why I did wash the vents and my walls in the foyer. So I don't know. I'm not yeah. dirty here, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a dirty bitch.
But now I'm going to talk about how I started this whole candle thing. So yeah. for some reason, my bathroom always smelled like shit.
Yeah.
Always. And so people would come over and I would immediately light two or three candles in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's even a joke. Like our friend one time went to go use the bathroom. She goes, ah, it smells like shit in here. Oh my God, I swear I didn't just take one.
We're like, okay. We know you poop
yeah,
all the time.
I know, right? Not my metabolism is not that fast. But I would always burn candles in there, especially during parties, because I'm like, man, I don't want anybody yeah. to smell. And it was a couple years. So I have really super short hair. So I've never even thought of this. But I was washing the walls down in my shower and washing the ground, the bottom.
Yeah.
And the vent popped out. Or yeah. not the vent, the drain.
The drain
yeah,
plug.
Yeah. Yeah. Popped yeah. out. And I was like, oh, ew. Wait a minute. What is this? And it was like this huge ew. Grossness of my hair. Because we have four bathrooms.
Yeah.
And the kids share one upstairs. And then Steve and I have our own. So I yeah. knew it was only me.
Yeah.
And so I pull it out. It is the size
Sick.
Of a baseball.
Sick.
Then I'm like, wait, is there more?
Ew.
And pulled it out even more. And it was disgusting. Then I swear to you, a third time, like I got like, did I get a spoon? I don't
Ew.
Even remember what I got. I got like an old toothbrush or something and pulled out another.
Yeah.
And that was the one.
Yeah.
It smelled like shit.
Yeah.
And what did I tell you and our friend?
Yeah.
I don't remember shitting in my shower.
You waffle stomped.
Oh,
right
oh my gosh. I was like, bleh. And then so I threw
yeah.
it all out, like
yeah.
double bagged it, threw it out. I'm telling you, my
yeah.
eyes were watering.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I believe it.
It no longer smells in my bathroom.
So I have really long hair. So my husband constantly is like, look at this shit going down the drain. And I try to prevent it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a house where my mother would, when she would condition, she would like take her hair and like stick it to the wall.
Oh.
And I never do that.
Yeah.
But what I do is before I get in the shower when my hair is still dry, I brush it really good and try to get all the loose hairs out.
Yeah.
Because as it is right now, it's always in a messy bun or a ponytail.
Yeah.
And
we lose so much hair in a day.
Yeah, so much. I can empty my brush every day, you know? So I try to brush it and get it all out and still. So we get those, you can get them from like Menards or Home Depot or whatever. And it's a real long plastic thing and it
with
has
got little teeth on it.
Teeth
yes,
on it. Yeah.
yes.
And you shove that down in there and it grabs it and pulls it out and oh my God, it's disgusting.
But I just thought I have short hair. It's not going to get caught on anything.
Yeah.
Sure enough, you know,
no.
I should know better.
Yeah.
Obviously I brush there. And have to, you know, yeah. take hair out of the brush. So I should have.
He yells
that.
At me too because I brush my hair over the sink. So then a lot of my hair actually goes.
You know, when we
drain.
Used to work at the place where we met at, people would constantly walk behind me and pick hair off my, because we had those blue fleeces that
yeah.
were, oh my God, I love those
yeah,
things.
But everything sticks
but
to
everything
them.
Stuck to them. So people would walk behind me and take my the
always,
hair off.
Yeah,
yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, you know, so I always have to talk about driving.
Absolutely.
So today I'm like cruising down 94 and I see pretty far up ahead that there's a car pulled over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So I start slowing down. You know, and I couldn't really get over because there was like two semis right there,
Ooh.
You know. And so I'm like, that's cool. I'm just going to slow down. And I'm like, oh, it's an older guy. You know, I'm like, I hope he didn't like get a flat tire or something. No, I watched him walk to the back of his car and just whip out his dick and start taking
Oh my gosh. She was like, I am not. I cannot make it. Oh, wow. You were in the city?
No, that was way out of the city.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I mean, like, we were literally, I think, like 2 miles from the Oasis, you know? It's like the travel center that goes over.
Is it open
like,
right now?
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
it was closed for a long time.
Yeah, they're open. They're fully
open.
Wow,
it was an emergency.
Really, dude? You couldn't wait?
Hey, Kevy, it was an emergency.
Every time I peed, it's been an emergency.
I think I ended up cutting that out, didn't I? Yeah. Well, it's back in.
You posted it.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah. He'll be happy that we said it. Okay. All right, so we're going to go back to cleanliness.
To
yeah, because we know what happens in stores, especially now. I mean, there's people that are just, their full-time job at a store is
okay,
cleaning.
Okay, and some of the stores are really good about that, and some of them really suck.
Yeah.
You know?
There's dirty
people.
You
know. Well, but you know, because it's like, when I get to the store in the morning, I'm ready to pee. I drank a huge cup of coffee on the way in.
It's the first thing you do
so
is stop
there.
So
it's like, okay, yeah, they cleaned up before they left the night before. The toilet lids are up, you know.
There's blue in the bowl.
Yeah. You know it's clean. So then it's like, you know, noon, and you go to the bathroom again before you leave.
And no one's been in there since last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are dirty.
Yeah.
So many, many years ago when the kids were younger, we used to have garage sales. My love was that I would find chairs at other garage sales, and then I would sand them down and paint them fun colors.
Yeah.
And I had chairs all over the house.
Everywhere.
It was really fun. And then I decided that I wanted to sell them and make some money. And people, they pay for whether they redo them themselves or they just liked, you know, like
how
my neighbor would
it.
Come over and she loved this fluorescent yellow chair I had. And I loved red. So there was always red chairs. Or if I knew that they were antiques, I would sand them down and put the clear coat on them and just let the natural wood. Oh my gosh. So I mean, it was like a passion for, it probably over a year.
Yeah.
So during one of our garage sales, we had this woman, strong, like 100% Italian lady, come over and she was like, you know, she bought a couple chairs and she was like, do you do this? You know? And I said, no, this is just for fun. Well, a couple days later, she showed back up at my house and she was like, what do you do?
Door.
Yeah. She's like, well, what do you do? She's like, I have all this wood in my house. I have all these tables. I have all these chairs. She goes, come over. You know, like, I don't know if I even like went over that day with the kids or something. She's like, you know, here's my address. Come over. I want to show you all my wood. She wanted me to refinish all the wood that was in her house.
Yeah.
She had a beautiful, ginormous house. Like, you know, just a few miles down over here. It was beautiful. Lived alone. She was very nice. So we would go through her house and she would point at a piece like a table and she would say, I pay you $500.
Oh my God.
Or she'll point at a chair. I'll pay you, you know, $175.
I'm,
you know, I'm in my head, I'm going, wow, this is great. You know, I was going to say a single mom. I was not a single mom. I was, sorry, Steve. I was home with my kids, not working. I was being a mom. I was not a single mom. That's hilarious. I don't know why I even thought of that.
I'm a single mom struggling out here with my husband at work all day.
Exactly. That's what I meant. Oh my God. It's been
that's
a long
so
day.
Stay at home mom.
Yeah, I was. That's
meant.
That's
stay
exactly what
mom.
I meant. I was a stay-at-home mom taking care of the kids because they were just in that that weird, like, you know, I didn't really want to send them to, like, preschool, but they weren't ready for kindergarten. It was, like, one of those.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was like, all right, fine, you know, and I brought Steve's truck with, and I picked up some of the smaller things. You know, I didn't want to really do the big tables at the time, but she did give me one big table. So I started looking around her house, speaking of washing walls, and realized that she was very, like, even though the house looked clean, right?
Yeah.
There was no extras.
Garbage.
There was no garbage. Yeah. It was very dirty because she was probably the heaviest smoker that I had ever. And I won't say dirty because smokers aren't dirty, but she was.
Right.
Like, she didn't wash her drapes.
Yeah.
So, like, she had white drapes, but they were actually like a caramel color.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell they were once white.
Oh, sick.
And so the whole house was like that. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't really like click in right away.
You like move a cabinet and it's white underneath.
Honestly, that's how it was. Like, you know, like her carpet, she had like this old shag carpet that was like orange, brown, and black.
Well, oh God.
And we moved it and the orange was vibrant underneath the table. Yeah. So it's like, she just found me and was like, hey, I'm going to have her do a whole bunch of work for me. So I get home and, you know, I'm thinking,
still freaking out about the orange carpet.
Oh God. So I get home, I get all the furniture into the garage and I'm going to wash it. I'm going to wood wash it. You know,
yeah.
Well, that did nothing. Like I saw like a little bit of yellow come off. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Maybe like the water's dirty, but you can tell it's still not
clean.
Yeah,
like maybe I had some rust in my pipes or something.
Ew, because you know my great grandma was heavy inside smoker and it was like she had this old furniture and it was always like if you got it wet, it was sticky.
Yeah, that's what it was. But I would wash them first before and then let them dry overnight. And then first of all, I realized that I had to go to Home Depot like every other day because these tables and stuff were taking up so much sanding. Like, and I had the big tools.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it should only be like one swipe because you obviously don't want to dig in. You're just taking the top coat off, right? Well, I'm realizing that the top coat is actually like hundreds of layers of her smoking
nicotine.
Ooh. Yeah. And I'm like, I was like, wow, this is crazy. So then I went to the store and I said, listen, I'm doing a project for someone that was a heavy smoker. There's a lot on the wood and I cannot seem to sand it down, or it just kind of like, I can't even describe it. Like when you'd go to sand it, it would be like a cloud of brown sawdust. Like, and the cloud would kind of like roll with your sand. So it wouldn't just go all over the place.
Right.
It was that thick.
Ew.
So he was like, well, I got some good stuff here. Just brush it on there.
Yeah.
And then I cannot tell you how thick the smoke, residue was on these tables. So the one table I started, she told me $500. I'm like, wow, this is great. If I can make $500 a week, it was taking me so long just to prep this stuff. I could not believe it. And then Steve was yelling at me. He's like, wear a mask. Cause he started realizing like who I was doing work for and that it was just not great for your health, like secondary, thirdary, fourthary, whatever.
Well, not only is it like dust, but it's also smoky dust.
Yeah, it's something. So and then I always just felt dirty. I had to like take a shower after I was done. Obviously, I mean, of course, woodworking, you would.
Yeah.
But it was like that weird feeling. Like, and then I was always sneezing. I had hives all the time.
Yeah.
I was always coughing. I always had to wear a mask. So I mean, I did a lot of work for her. So I think she was a woman that had a lot of money, lived on her own.
Yeah.
You know, very, very nice Italian woman. And I'll never forget her. But just, I learned my lesson.
It's smoky.
Yeah, I learned it.
So talking about cleaning old people's houses. I mean, that's not what you were talking about. No, but that's, I'm going to make it about it. So I do remember one time I was cleaning great grandma's house and she had like, so she lived in Florida when she retired, right? Because she was born in 1914 or something like that, right? So in the 60s, whatever, when they retired, they moved to Florida like everybody did back then. So then great-grandpa died. She moved back up here. We lived with her, right? So she had the Florida room. I'm doing air quotes because it was a Florida room in Illinois, which a Florida room is like your screened-in porch, you know? But she
it's
had
like,
all
they call it
furniture.
Three seasons.
Yeah, we call it three seasons room. So she's like, can you go around, take the broom, and like get all the spider webs down and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, no problem. I'll never forget, she's sitting on the couch watching TV, and I'm kind of like, she's telling me, look at this on the TV. So I have the broom up and right above the sliding glass door, and I'm watching, and all of a sudden I felt something, and I look up, and it was like a nest of baby spiders that I hit with the broom,
no!
And they were all over.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
God.
Like,
ah!
freaking out.
Oh, my God.
And great grandma was like, nothing. Like, she's like, what? What's the big deal? They're just babies, you know? And I'm like, they're all over me. Because in Florida, they have-
It makes me feel itchy.
I hope everybody feels itchy right now. They have palmetto bugs, they call them in Florida.
Yeah,
they're flying cockroaches.
Yeah.
And she would just like, meet with her fingers. Crunch.
Great grandma would. Oh my gosh,
that lady lived through everything.
Yeah,
like,
a little cockroach that flies
her.
Isn't gonna.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
So you're telling me a story at work how you have to keep moving product. Yeah, let's keep going on with cleanliness.
And oh my
safety,
god,
food safety.
So I noticed they shoved a bunch of product that we rep in a cooler, and I was like, oh cool, but they didn't tag any of it. So I have to tag everything, and I'm like looking at the shelves. Okay, so it's pushers, right?
Oh, yeah. Pushers. Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember the Snapchat.
So pushers get nasty. Pushers usually have lunch meat, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. they have salad and stuff on it, but even salad, ugh, that can go bad too and mm-hmm. leak everywhere. So you really, like, it's best practice to, I'm going to say twice a year, mm-hmm. just twice a year, pull the product off the pushers, throw them into a cart, go run them through the dishwasher, hose them down at least. There was like a quarter inch of mold mm-hmm. growing in these pushers. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this?
How do you not notice that?
And
let's remind everyone that maybe someone that doesn't work in retail that these pushers, it's the product stands on its right. side, basically, so right. you can read what it is.
Yeah.
Lunch
it holds
meat,
it up.
It holds it up.
So it faces
up.
You.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if something goes bad, it leaks through the seal,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And leaks on everything underneath yeah. of it, which brings me to my next point.
Yep. Continue.
About food safety and sanitation. Yeah. So another thing we rep, it has, it's all in one area. It's like four shelves. And it has like pre-cooked stuff that you just heat up. It has raw chicken with like everything you need, you know, to yeah. make a meal. So it's just stuff you heat up and eat and stuff that you can prep. So
like fully cooked
or raw. And I keep walking into these stores. So I've talked to just about every manager and I was like, hey, you got to keep the raw shit on the bottom. You can't put the raw stuff over the thing that they're going to throw in the microwave for 45 seconds and eat, you know, like, you got to keep the chicken and shit on the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I'm like, yeah, because you're a deli manager and I know you went through food safety sanitation, yeah. 8-hour class and took the 3-hour test. I know you did, you know? Mm-hmm. So every single time I walk into these stores, no, they keep throwing the shit on the bottom putting the chicken up on the top shelf. Oh my God, I'm ready to wring somebody's neck.
And if I'm thinking of the product that you're talking about, the meat is cryovac'd.
Right.
But still.
It can still leak.
But it can still leak.
Guess what was on those pushers? Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just still leaks.
They leak. I swear to God, every time I open a box of bacon, there's at least two of them in there that didn't seal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have someone that comes in that's probably not super excited about stocking lunch meat.
Who's excited about that?
Exactly. Okay. All right. So no one is. So every person that they say, how are you with stocking lunch meat? They go, whatever. I just need a job. Yeah. But my thought is, as you're stocking, if you notice one pusher is nasty, take the product out, take it to the back, put it back in.
Right.
If you just do one or two a day, you don't have to overhaul the whole 24-foot section.
Which is exactly what that store is going to have to do. So then I'm laughing because, you know, since Corona, since the panoramic of 2020, nothing's been right on the shelves, right? They're just throwing stuff up willy-nilly. There's really no plan because you never know what you're going to get, what you're not going to get. Maybe it comes in once and you won't see it again for 3 months.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking at this mold and there's this pretty young kid and he's like, oh yeah, all of our wall is pretty messed up, huh? And I was like, yeah, I'd say so.
Which part are you talking about? So when product couldn't come in, whether it was logistics, you know, like the trucks couldn't get there or companies just ran out of product.
Or somebody got COVID and they shut the plant down.
These companies, these leaders were reaching out to everyone saying, what do you have for us?
Right.
So what happened was they would send this just stuff that they've never had. I can't even imagine what the people went through that had to add the UPCs to everything, right? I'm sure they were going crazy.
Thank goodness
I didn't have to do that. But as the product came in, if it didn't fit, they would move one pusher down one. You know, so then the pushers look like a roller coaster, right? They're like everywhere where
one's
it should
up,
be
one's
one
down,
line.
One's down four, one's up again.
Because it was whatever product came in whatever packaging they could put it in, really. You know,
I remember I bought butter. They had a huge sale on butter and I look at the back of the butter and it says not for retail sale. It's, you know, like that was made to like for somebody to buy in bulk for a bakery or a restaurant, something like that, you know, like
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to be sold in store, but they were taking whatever
it
they could
get. It was like whatever was going, yep. whatever they had. I remember it was whatever containers they had, yep. whatever products they had. I mean, I know a lot of people invented new stuff. There's new stuff out there that came out of 2020. Oh, so yeah, it sucked. But then, you know, people were, they were exploring new options and they were able to do that. But unfortunately in the stores now, there it's just so hard to get back.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's fun to just be like, hey, send me whatever. I'm just going to throw it up on the shelf.
Yeah.
But now you have to fix everything and who's got time for that? Because we're still just as busy trying to get back to plans. So
yeah.
You know what? On that note.
It's terrible.
And I ran to the comments.
I sprinted to the comments.
And you were the only mean one.
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
I was just looking for people to be mean. And nobody was. So and I was like, come on. Nobody's going to point that out.
Before we go back to safety and sanitation, I have a question for you. When someone absolutely annoys you, does everything they do and wear also annoy you?
Yes. Absolutely.
So it's not just me.
Yeah, no.
Like, you're just like, that annoys me.
Your look annoys me. No, you know what really bothers me is when people wear black shirts with brown shoes.
No.
That annoys me.
You can't do that. So wait, can you wear black shoes with anything, but you can't wear brown shoes with everything, right?
No.
Black shoes can be worn with anything. Brown shoes cannot.
But don't wear a black shirt and brown shoes.
Okay, okay.
You can wear a black shirt and black shoes, a black shirt and white shoes. But if you're going to wear brown shoes, pick a color other than black to wear
like,
on top.
Like camo, like so that no one can see you or
you know
safari.
What? Camo would go better than black.
Okay.
With brown shoes, yes.
I thought you said camel.
Camel toe. Camel toe goes with everything.
All right. I'm going to see what you say about this because, you know, I'm in the mood for quizzes lately.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I like them.
So is this is...
Wait. Before we start the quiz.
Yeah.
Is it going to tell me which golden girl I am?
No.
Damn it.
This is from a place called Healthy Headlines.
Okay.
I believe. So it's 10 food safety questions answered.
Oh.
But we're going to answer them.
I'm going to answer.
Yeah. We're not going to let them answer. Yeah. I'm just kind of getting the idea here from there.
Yeah.
So can I shop in a way that will keep food safe to eat?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Put all your raw meat at the bottom of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Shop for it last because you want it as cold as it can be.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you live any distance from the store.
Yeah. So you'd never want, you don't want your grocery store to dictate how you shop.
No.
Right?
That's, we've talked about that. People walk in the store and go straight to produce. No, you walk in the store and you go all the way to the back.
Right. You get
you
your
paper products.
Right. Right.
Then your canned goods, maybe grab some butter and whatever on the way. But really, you shop the aisles, then the outside.
Do you bag your raw meat with the bags that are offered in the meat department?
Sometimes.
I don't. I don't at all, ever.
Sometimes I do if it's leaky. But generally, if it's leaky, I don't.
So what, like, what meats are usually leaky? Ground beef?
Chicken.
Oh, chicken. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't shop for meat too often.
Yeah.
For my guys, but
y'all don't even eat meat, so.
Well, I mean, I'll shop for them, but I don't buy it often. And so it's always small packs where, you know. So, okay, so I see a lot of people bag it. I see a lot of people using their hand sanitizer. That stuff never scared me, but maybe because I do wash my hands often.
Yeah, because we're not disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
although the inside of my car right now will say different.
Okay. That's not
my
good.
My tan interior is
Oh
gross.
Man, you live in your car.
Yeah.
That's why gross. Though. All right. And you put your meat on, you said you put it on the bottom of your cart?
I put it on the very bottom of my cart. Yeah.
And then when do you scan it? When do you put it on the scanner? Is it last?
Last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it all
so
gets
this
batched.
Question
yeah.
says, I'm not quite ready to use my meat.
Well,
how
put
many
it away.
Days? So put it away.
How many days? What?
How many
can you
days
leave it in
do
the
I
fridge?
Have before it becomes unsafe and where do I store it?
I'd say two.
2 days.
2 days.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ground beef, I feel like, can go a little bit longer. But generally, when I buy meat, it's either A, I'm going to use it that day, or B, I take it home and repackage it and put it in the freezer.
So fish, chicken, meat, beef. 2 days.
Chicken, fish, and beef, 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
So veal, pork, lamb, 3 days.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I
well,
don't
either. Well, pork I do.
Mm-hmm. If you're freezing the meat, you can't freeze it after those 2 days are up. If you know you're not going to use it, throw it in the freezer within those two days.
I yell at my neighbor all the time, you know who you are. Because he will leave chicken in the fridge for like 4 days and then be like, do you think it's still good? I'm like, not in my book. I'd have thrown that shit away like 2 days ago.
Chicken is very scary.
It is.
It's very scary.
I mean, I've gotten sick on chicken. Out of it, you know, but.
Yeah, I've gotten.
I'm sure it'll kill all the bacteria, but.
What's the easiest way? Now, I don't like that they use the word easiest in this question, but what's the easiest way to prevent cross-contamination? I don't think preventing cross-contamination should be easy. Like, I think everything should be sprayed down. Your hands should be washed.
Right.
You know, if, and I have always heard, never throw your raw chicken or raw meat on your cutting boards, right? Because they're porous.
Yeah.
So even though you wash your cutting boards, which you're actually not supposed to use soap on your cutting boards, that's just for vegetables. If they're like the, if they're porous wood, expensive like booze boards, you're not really supposed to do that.
No, you only cut cooked meat on those.
Yes, correct.
And you buy a specific carving board one
for that. Yes, correct.
So what are you supposed to cut your meat on?
I would say like a ceramic cutting board, but I'm not
sure. I used
to
have a piece of marble.
Oh,
a slab of marble.
But I thought that that was porous too. Maybe you don't cut your meat till after it's cooked, no matter what. But no, you have to cut chicken up and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a very interesting conversation.
What are you supposed to freaking cut it on? You know what? I think there are like, okay, so you got to think about like the cut room in the grocery store, right?
Yeah, they're the white
boards.
They
have those white food safe, food grade plastic.
Yes, yes.
So I know a lot of companies sell those plastic ones that are like a pack of three.
Yes.
It's like green is for veggies, red is for meat, and like yellow is for fish or something like that, right?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I still wash my wood board.
How do you stop cross-contamination? Freaking wash your shit.
Well, and you do one step at a time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do all your vegetables first, well, obviously you prep first.
Yes.
So you do all your vegetables, you get those ready, you
those
set those
first.
Aside.
Yep.
Then you do all your meat, you set that aside to the other side. Yeah. Then you clean your surface
clean
area again.
Everything.
You wash your hands, and then you put it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I marinate meat while keeping it fresh?
I like how you got out the word
you
don't
like. I know,
I can't
say
it. We do that often around here. Okay, wait. How do you marinate your meat you want to keep fresh?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? You marinate it for 30 minutes. It doesn't even
So I know some people that marinate overnight. So what do you put it in? Do you put it in a bowl? Do you put it in a bag? How do you marinate
it
with keeping everything fresh? You don't want it to leak.
If you're going
to,
Alton Brown taught me this. You put it in a bag. But then you put that bag in a leak-proof container and you keep it at the bottom of the fridge.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it says here, do not marinate on your countertop. Wouldn't you always put
stuff
in your refrigerator?
Oh my God, don't tell me that people are leaving the shit out overnight.
It says it here. It says it here.
I guess
it says
do.
You can reuse marinades on the meat only if you first bring it to a boil to kill any bacteria. I have never done that.
I have never done that.
No.
I have heard horror stories, though, of people like dipping meat in breadcrumbs and then taking those breadcrumbs and putting them back in the container. Like, well, we can use it again.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do that.
No.
Okay.
That's
that
how
would
you
be...
get cross-contamination.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That's awesome. How do I know the food I cooked is safe to eat?
Temp it.
Yeah.
Cut it open.
Yeah.
Make sure it's
so
cooked.
So Steve has never had a thermometer. And I brought one to the marriage.
Yeah.
And he just thinks it's the best thing ever.
Really?
Because he never knew when it was done. He cooks things till it's leather. Like, he cooks it till it's beef jerky, chicken jerky.
I can usually touch it and feel.
Absolutely
I've
not.
Been cooking a
I'm
long
constantly
time.
Sticking that thermometer.
Really?
I know you have, but I just do it. I just stick the thermometer in. I want to see that 165.
Yeah.
Or I want to see.
Well, because steak, you know, you do the finger, right? So you can touch your thumb to your middle finger and touch, what is this part, under your thumb?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that. The fatty part under your thumb. So like here, let me see. Yeah, because when you're at your pinky, it's very hard. So that's
so
well
she's putting
done.
Her thumb and pinky together and touching underneath her thumb.
The fatty
and
part
pushing
right
on
there.
It.
Yeah.
So that's when you know it's
well done. So, and then thumb to ring finger is medium well, medium rare.
Yeah, so and that's a really good way of getting
you just
sick.
Touch it. No, it's not. It really works. You can just touch it.
I'm going to stay with my thermometer.
I mean, obviously that's the best way, but
I have one
when
in
I
my
cook prime rib
oven,
I use a thermometer.
Like it hooks up to the side of the oven and then you poke it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then on the outside of the stove, it'll tell you when it's internal temp.
Get out of here, fancy britches.
Not all of us have that fancy
stuff in our house.
What does this say?
With what?
Okay, I freaking love this one. This was actually a question that a reader brought to this website.
Oh, no.
These leftovers look a little questionable. Should I just heat and try a bite to see if they're still good?
Oh, wait and see if you get diarrhea? Sure. Okay, which brings me to, I made chicken tacos like probably about a week ago.
Yeah.
Well, I threw away the rest of the chicken today, right? Mm-hmm. Sitting in the fridge, taking up room. And everybody who's friends with me on Snapchat knows that we're doing a pork apocalypse right now.
Yeah.
And so
many days of pork.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of this chicken. Nobody's eating it. We have a ton of pork in the fridge. So then Johnny was like, yeah, this morning I made a burrito with eggs and some of that chicken. And I was like, did you shit yourself yet?
Oh, no. Poor Johnny.
And he was like, I have been going to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, no.
I was like, babe, that shit was like a week old.
Oh, gosh.
Grandma's here. And when she's here, we have more food in the fridge. And then we have like extra drinks in the fridge. She drinks iced tea. So does Johnny. So she gets shoved in the back. So like twice a week, I try to do a dig through. You know? And look at that. Oh, I forgot about this thing of salad we had back here. Throw it away. But yeah, so I threw away that chicken today.
We're really bad here. Like I'm 2 days max. Actually, yeah. Steven and I do not eat leftovers at all.
No.
I mean,
we definitely eat
leftovers.
It's
very
at my house.
Rare if him and I will eat because we have such sensitive stomachs, I think, or we just don't, or maybe he just followed in my ways, from living here. But Julia will eat leftovers. Her and Steve can eat salad like a day or two after. We'll make a huge salad.
Yeah.
And they can, you know what I could do is I can cut up fruit and eat it for a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
But not, that's about it. Like they can do salads. If I eat a salad one day after I've cut it, I get a stomach ache. And Steven's the same way. So I don't know why I'm so sensitive for that. So I'm constantly cleaning out the fridge.
Johnny is my refrigerator cleaner.
Steve is the same way, but yeah. I can't do it.
I can only do leftovers for like max like 2 days.
Yeah.
But why does salad? Do you dress it?
No, really? I don't know.
That's
one
weird.
Little wilt and forget it. I'm in trouble.
I'm weird about wilted lettuce though, because I feel like, that's why I don't like anything with red lettuce in it, because the red lettuce always goes bad first.
Yeah.
And if I see anything and it's, nope, the whole thing is bad.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Mm. Next.
Okay, let's see. So let's talk about, you know, parties are getting back together, or people are getting back together for parties.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you were just laughing because you brought your charcuterie board to my party.
Yeah.
So how do you keep everyone safe? So first of all, you got friggin' COVID, but then how do you keep everyone safe at a party?
Lots of tongs.
Yeah, lots of tongs, lots of spoons. On your charcuterie board, they had, is that how you say it? Charcuterie board.
Shark coochie board.
On your charcuterie board, we put a lot of forks on there so people were. And then for us at our party a few weeks ago, everything was plastic and everything was thrown away.
Yeah.
Like I'm not reusing anything.
Right. I don't want to do all those dishes anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are weird about like, I call them potlucks, you know? So we used to do those.
They're not doing them at work anymore, right?
We used to do those at work all the time.
All the time.
And, you know, I think we've talked about this before. Like, I would always eat a certain person's food, and then I saw their house, and I was kind of like, oh.
You know.
And then, you know, now I joined a thing on Facebook. It's like a page. Like, this is why I don't do potlucks.
Yeah.
And it'll be people's weird stories about they walk, you know, it was at work and they were the first one into the break room. Like the food had been put out and they were the first one in there. Well, somebody was in there like digging in it with their hands and they were like, fuck, now I can't eat any of the food, you know?
Wow,
like,
yeah. So years ago, probably the same years that I was doing the woodworking or whatever, I made toffee for everyone.
Yeah.
And we don't have, we only had fish hair when the kids were younger. I didn't have any dogs, cats. Now there was no hair except for my own in the sink, in the drain. And don't remember shitting in my shower. Oh my God. Anyways, so I was reading up on how I could sell my toffee online.
Yeah.
And it said, you have to have a second kitchen.
Yeah.
You can't have pets.
Right.
You have to have the wash, rinse, sanitize sink.
Yes.
So I was like, ah, shoot. Well, I'm just going to do it for family members.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people on my socials that are doing desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Not in separate kitchen. Have pets. And I'm like, how are you getting away with this? How do you have a Facebook page?
My neighbor was doing cheesecakes.
Yeah.
And she was doing them out of her house because she really didn't expect a lot of people other than
you
got to
start
close
somewhere.
Family and
I
friends,
understand
right?
that. Yeah. You got to start somewhere.
So she got a little bigger than expected, and somebody called the health department on her, and she was like, "Shit, you know." Yeah. Like the health department showed up at her house and was like, "So you're selling cheesecakes? We need to have a look at your kitchen." And she was like, "Fuck."
Yep.
So it was actually a blessing in disguise because come to find out, one of her like long distance cousins owns a bakery that's near our house.
Oh wow.
And she goes there like 3-4 days a week. She makes her cheesecakes there. She helps them out. You know, they get a cut of whatever she sells, and then, you know, she has her own little business now on the side.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It worked out good for her.
Yeah, I don't think anybody on my socials they're doing that. I think they're you know,
straight up out of their own home.
Yeah,
kitchen.
And you know, I don't know. It's people that I don't really know.
Yeah.
So I see the pictures, but I'm just like, oh man, what's all around that picture?
Stop
Did you just
it.
Clear your table for that Stop. Picture? You do. You think of this stuff
I know,
like that.
I do.
You know,
I
we're a little, we're picky.
Because I've seen people post pictures that don't give a shit and just post whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how?
Yep. Oh, I've seen that before where you can see it in the background where there is just so many dirty clothes and socks and shoes. And it's just, there's no organization. You see the trash can in the back and the trash can's got stuff all over it, and then they post like their dinner you know, and I'm just like oh no.
And it's like, I feel like you have kids and you have a messy house is different from a dirty
house. There is definitely a difference between messy and dirty.
That's probably why I'm not worried about washing my walls, because I've seen some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah, you're like I'm good.
No, I'm fine. I mean, like my garage door and my bathroom door, I've like tried to clean it so much I've taking the paint off of it.
Wow.
But now it's just like permanently like gross looking.
Oh,
the paint is off of it.
I used to use these little scrubbers, like are they called Mr. Cleans or something with the white?
Yeah. And the magic eraser.
Thank goodness I married a painter, because I went through the house one time and like was scrubbing walls. Yeah. And all of a sudden the sun started shining through, and I'm like, I just scratched up all my walls. Yeah. So everything
it's
had to get
much
repainted.
Like a super micro abrasive. It's like a super fine sandpaper.
I was like, oops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that too. That's okay.
Do you remember any of the questions that they asked on the test for
the
safety and
you
sanitation?
You had to put your food in order in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
So it was fruits and vegetables, beef, chicken, and fish.
Okay.
That was one of the questions. And what temperature do you hold foods at?
Yeah.
How fast do you have to have them cooled down?
Mm-hmm.
What is the cool down? You know?
Yeah,
like
I do remember
like
that.
Make an ice bath.
I know that when after we took the test and Steve would like leave something out on the counter, I'm like, this has 2 hours and that's it. I remember that. That's the max. He goes, well, it's still cooling down. No, put it in the fridge. Well, it's going to ruin everything in the fridge. No, it won't. Wrap it up and put it away.
But
like,
see,
it's been 2 hours.
The thing is that if you take that whole pot and just put a lid on it and throw it in the fridge, it's going to stay hot in the middle.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
so you need to give it that 2 hours.
You got to spread it out.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Or put it in cold water, smaller containers.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because I want to know how many people take a pot from the stove and stick it in their fridge.
That's when you tell the husband to clean up from dinner. And
that's what he does.
The fridge and it's like the whole crock pot. My husband does not do that, but I imagine other people.
Oh man, you got to put it in little smaller containers.
Yeah.
And make sure you can find those Tupperware lids that match the bottoms.
My Tupperware cabinet is very organized.
Yeah, my mom's is too.
That
Ours is not.
That is something that I actually have together in my life.
Yeah, that's really good, because I'm going to need to borrow
your
togetherness.
It looks good,
but try to find a top that matches the bottom. Oh, yeah.
You know what I do?
You know what? Wait, I got to interrupt you for a second. This morning was so funny. Steve was making a salad, and I saw him open the Tupperware drawers, and he was like, okay, I'm going in. Like, he knows that nothing matches in there. Then he throws everything on the ground. He's like, oh, my God, why? Why does nothing match?
So I take like containers, stack them together with their lids on.
Yeah, my mom does that too.
And then if it doesn't have a match, I put the lid on it, and I go through it all the time.
Wow.
If there's this random fucking lid, where did the bowls of this go? Did Johnny take it out to the garage? Guess what? Boom, gone.
Gone, yeah, gone. Throw it.
I don't hold on to that shit. Yeah. Tupperware is so cheap, I buy the shit out of Tupperware. Our best friend bought me a huge, like, 36-piece Tupperware set for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I would always, like, give her food to go, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But she always brought back the containers. And she's like, I feel bad. I always take your containers. Aww. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you always bring them back. But she bought me some badass Tupperware. I love that Tupperware. And the lids stack together nicely.
Can I put
nicely.
That on my Christmas
Yes. Is that what you want for your birthday?
I want a vacation.
I need a vacation.
Yeah. So, all right. So are you someone, and I know my sister-in-law, I don't know if she listens or not, but we had this conversation before. She would clean her kitchen from top to bottom and wash the floors before cooking dinner. Like, she would make sure that everything in her kitchen was spotless and nothing was on her counters before cooking. So I'm wondering if you do that, or do you just kind of like start throwing shit in a pot?
I do not do that. I'm like, who gives a shit what's on the floor?
Which surprises me. Well, I guess you didn't.
Because I'm going to drop more shit on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like generally my house is clean enough that I don't have to sanitize everything before I start cooking.
Right, because you do maintenance.
You know, right.
Like, yeah, right,
we
right,
We clean
right.
up every day. We run the dishwasher every day. Like, there's always clean dishes. There's always dirty dishes, but there's also always clean
dishes,
right,
because someone's always home. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I start prepping my shit. As long as my counters are like wiped down, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
You know?
So they do that in stores as well. Like, I think they have their cleaning crew at night.
Yeah.
But the rules or the guidelines are when you come in, you...
Right. Sanitize.
Sanitize. Because you don't know what happened overnight.
Right.
You don't know if they hired a maintenance guy and maybe he screwed some...
He was walking on the tables.
Well, he was walking on the tables, or he was screwing some screws in the roof, and then you get the dust
dropped
and
one.
All that. Yeah. So I know that
dropped
you always
one
have
in the
to,
pudding.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that would be terrible. But.
Or if big old rats were crawling along the table.
You
in
would
the
hope
of
not,
the
but you never know. So we have seen them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knock on wood. I've never had a mouse problem, you know, ants. Every spring and fall, I get those tiny little ants in my kitchen, and they're always right around my sugar bowl, and then I put out one ant trap, and boom, they're gone.
Yeah.
So
I have a very good friend who has been through a lot, but she lived on a farmhouse and bought the house and then moved on after a couple years, you know, raised her kids just a few years in it, and then they were somewhere else because... I think it was the field across the street.
Oh, God, yeah.
She always had mice in her house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, to the point where, like, you would pull out a drawer and it was covered.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter what she did.
Yeah.
You know?
One reason Todd and Erica moved out of their farmhouse.
Oh, my gosh.
They started having kids, and they were like, we can't, you know, she's like, I can't even pull a bottle out without washing it, you know, because I fear... If a mouse peed or pooed in there, and then it's going to make my baby sick, you know?
Yep.
So that's why, and we all loved that farmhouse that they were living in. It was beautiful. It had like 8,000 rooms, but it was literally surrounded by fields.
Yeah.
And every winter,
and
it was just crazy.
No matter what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I know you were talking about how you got home Tuesday or last week and had flies in your house.
Dude, that was so weird.
They gone now?
They're gone. Mm. Okay, so I looked it up, and I heard it's called cluster flies.
Oh.
And it's like over winter or maybe earlier this year. Okay, so I have a screen door, and it has almost a full window, but it has two divided windows. You know, you can either let it down from the top or up from the bottom, right? And I opened that door, and there was a bunch of flies on it. And I was like, what the hell? And they were kind of like on it. Some flew out.
Mm.
And there was some in between the screen and the glass, right?
Yeah.
And I like hit it a little bit to like try to get them to fly out. And I walk into the house. When I walk into my house, I'm staring directly at my sliding glass door.
Yeah.
I literally saw a dozen flies on
That's
the sliding
crazy.
Glass door. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Wow.
And I thought maybe like Johnny had left and left, you know, we have a door from our kitchen to our garage. I thought maybe that was left open, you know, and like sometimes we leave the outside door open too, you know, like how did all these flies get in here? So I'm like, Grandma, what's going on?
Yeah.
She's like, I've been killing these flies all day. Like, I don't know. And she's like, oh my God, look at them all over here. Cause she was like hanging out sewing and doing whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She was killing them forever. I killed 16 flies. I came over here, right?
Yeah.
We did podcasts that yeah. night. I went home. I killed like another 10. No lie. And I'm like, what is this? I'm freaking out. I'm like, is there a dead body under my deck?
Yeah.
Like, what the
Where's
hell?
Johnny?
Yeah. What is going on? Yeah. You know, and I'm like telling Johnny, and like Johnny's like,
speaking
blowing
of, you know what? I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. Are you sure?
He's here, I promise. He didn't think it was a big deal until like I went to go vacuum and he was like, that's a lot of fucking flies. And I was like, I'm telling you.
Something happened.
So yeah, I looked it up. They find tight spaces to brood, you know, and then they all come out at once. So I think they were in between my screen door, like
okay.
in between the screen and the glass, like down
yeah.
in the door,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And then I have a crack along the bottom of my real door. They probably just all came right in there, but
yeah.
they're gone now.
Good.
It was gross. I felt like one of the dirtiest, like why are they in here?
Yeah.
Is it my garbage can?
yeah.
I know I haven't cleaned the garbage can in a while.
You just never know where they're coming
I
from.
Know.
You just never know. It could be an
yeah.
old bag of potatoes, like you
That's,
said.
I kept telling Grandma that. I'm like, where's the fucking potatoes?
Yeah.
She's like, we'd smell potatoes. I'm like, what if we didn't, though?
Yeah, because we're so used to them.
It slowly came up, and we didn't know.
Jeez. I heard a story. A young kid had moved in with his parents and stepdad or something.
Yeah.
And they lived... not really near a farm, but the place that they moved into was a newer subdivision that used to be a farm.
Okay.
And I can't remember what they were called, but for 2 years, they put up with flies
Ew.
Being, and every neighbor had
yes.
them as well.
Yes.
They could not figure out where they were coming from.
Were they coming from the ground?
So they were coming from the ground
yes.
because they buried stuff
yes.
in this, like, I think it was like, sewer.
Yeah.
And then they decided
oh
to build this
yes.
lovely neighborhood on top of this.
So those are like the bolt flies, right? Those are like the iridescent ones.
Yeah.
That's what feeds on like
yes.
the dead stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they couldn't figure out where they were coming from. And you know, they're spraying all these houses,
yeah.
like so many houses, and no one could figure it out. They finally had to move. Because
oh my God,
it was that bad. Like
that's terrible.
You know, flying over your head at night, and you
Dude.
Could just hear them. They were coming in, and it was like the movie The Birds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like coming in through
yeah.
your chimney.
Yeah.
And these are not cheap houses.
No.
This is a very nice neighborhood
yeah.
here in Illinois. That
yeah.
it's very bad. So I don't know if they did anything
well, that's
about
what I've
it.
Always
or
wondered, like we totally. You know, build on top of like garbage dumps and shit.
So
like,
they absolutely
what?
Something happened there.
Yeah.
I think not, this could be just whatever, a rumor, but they had someone come and dig and it was sewage.
Ew.
Like the farm there probably got their extra
yeah.
money for having companies come and drop
Ew.
Their, yeah.
Their
so
porta potties.
It's just, it was just a hot mess.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. So
I haven't said that enough this episode. Sick.
Okay. Question one, how long can
Wait,
you-
is this quiz going to tell me which Golden Girl I am?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. This is going to be the food safety Golden Girl test. I will let you know. This is the
it.
One.
I love it.
Okay. How long can you keep food stored in a 0 degree freezer? 1 to 2 years, 5 years, indefinitely.
1 to 2.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if the answer is correct.
It is.
I'm going to go with what we do here. Yeah. How about that? Okay.
Because really like, yeah. Okay. Anyways.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So 1 to 2 years in the freezer at zero.
Yeah.
We're going to have all of our Facebook family.
Okay. Answer
this too.
These.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like this or that. We're
yeah.
Gonna do like, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
What temperature is recommended for your refrigerator? 50, 45, or 40?
40. Actually 36.
Okay. So I think mine is 40. I think that's what we keep it at. So we'll have to take a look.
40's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, because 36 is like 2 degrees above, 4 degrees above freezing.
Mm-hmm.
I like my shit cold.
Yeah, you do. You
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And it's always packed full of shit, so.
Since only the inside of melons, such as watermelons, are eaten, does their outer rind need to be washed? Yes or no?
Well, I leave that on. Are you leaving the rind on? Are you going to be touching it while you eat it?
I don't know. You tell me.
And I also, like, you got to cut it off. So is it going to touch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would wash the outside.
So for me, the answer is yes. Yeah,
but I never do.
Because the second, you're dirty. The second that knife touches that outer rind and then cuts and then through to the inside, right in. You push it right in. Yeah, so ours is a yes.
I'm a dirty bitch. I never wash my melon, but I do wash all other fruits and vegetables.
Yes, good, good.
Yes. Except for oranges.
If a food tastes okay, quote unquote, is it safe to eat? Yes, no, maybe.
That's a confusing question.
Absolutely, it
you
is.
You have no background. Was you the food no sitting there for an hour? Like,
right.
I have so many questions on that question.
So how many times you've been in a restaurant and you're like, this tastes funny? Well, the answer is no.
No.
So if it's like, this tastes good, you're going to keep eating it?
I'm like, this pizza was out for like 4 hours. Nah, it's all right.
Not while bowling.
No pizza while bowling.
Should you wash your raw meat and poultry before preparing it?
I see. This is another, I'm going to say it, it's another white versus black. Because I believe there are many people who believe you should wash your chicken, and there are many people who believe you should not. And I have never washed my chicken. Maybe if it was like really bloody or something, but it shouldn't even be because like usually all the veins and shit are cut out from the pieces that you're eating. Like, no.
Yeah.
I do not wash that shit.
So the word wash reminds me of soap and water.
Okay. I've seen people say like, yeah, I throw a cap full of bleach into a sink full of water, and I throw all my chicken parts in there, wash it around, rinse it, and then sanitize my whole area. This is another huge argument on the internet.
I never would put chemicals in my food.
No.
Yeah, no.
But you'd be surprised how many chemicals there are.
Well, that's true. So for my answer, I do rinse everything. I rinse it all.
Really?
Yeah, I do rinse it all.
Sick.
Yeah, I do. I don't wash it with bleach or soap, but I rinse it and then I clean my sink and then I throw it in the stove or on the oven.
I don't wash it. Yeah, no. Mm. You know, especially like, I don't know. It's just weird to me. I don't know. It's just not something I grew up doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know why I do it. Maybe I just don't like the, I don't know.
Sometimes it's slimy. I get it.
But if it's slimy, it's bad then, right?
No, like raw chicken is just like.
It just is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long should you store leftovers in the fridge? Now, I know we already touched on
this. 3 to 4 days.
So that's absolutely that would be me too. It says 1 to 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Now, my question on
shut the front door.
My question on this one, it says, how long should you store leftovers? How are you storing them for those 3 to 4 days?
In the fridge.
If you're lightly putting some tinfoil on it, you better be eating that next day.
Are you putting the whole crock pot in the fridge?
Yeah, you're putting the whole crock pot in there and then reheating it and putting it back in the fridge. Not good. If you're sealing it in a Tupperware with a lid that fits, you could go 3 or 4 days. Maybe.
Yeah, they're saying a week, so.
If you've never gotten sick from food that you prepare, even though you don't follow the guidelines, could it make someone else sick?
Most definitely.
Yes. So I'm not even going to tell you that the other answer is no, because the answer is yes. For best quality, how soon after purchase does the U.S. Department of Agriculture recommend using eggs? 1 week, 3 to 5, 2 to 3 months. I'm going to say we go longer than a week here. I buy a big one for Steven.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he goes a week and a half because it's like 2 eggs a day.
I was going to say, probably 3 to 5.
All right, we're going to find out. Here we go. This is what we're being told. Okay, so indefinitely, you can keep food in a 0-degree freezer.
That's a lie.
Now, the only reason why I disagree with that is it a chest freezer that never opens, or is it a freezer that's constantly being opened because the family's going in it? It's never going to last indefinitely at zero. But so there's different.
No.
We got different things here. Okay.
No.
40 degrees is where you want to keep your refrigerator or below.
Yeah.
I think I said 40.
Yeah. 40, I said 36.
Okay. Yes. Number 3, for yes, bacteria present in soil can contaminate the outside of melons.
Well, we know that from lettuce and listeria outbreaks.
This answer is maybe. However, don't count on your taste, smell, or sight if you can tell if a food is safe to eat. So that was the trick question, right? You don't know what's going on, you know, so.
Yeah, there was not enough background.
That was a trick, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this one says, washing increases the danger of cross-contamination by spreading bacteria on ready-to-eat foods. Yeah.
Stop washing your chicken.
Yep, exactly. I rinse it, so that's not good. I always immediately bleach my sink, but that doesn't mean it's not going to drip on my way over to the stove, right?
I just don't.
Leftovers, the answer should be 3 to 4 days. Yeah. So they're putting theirs in a Tupperware that fits.
Yeah.
Number 7 is yes, some people have a greater risk of foodborne illnesses. Yeah, so take everyone into consideration.
Immune system, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And 3 to 5 weeks are for eggs.
So we did good.
So we did pretty good.
We passed our test.
We did.
How'd you do?
Yeah. So we'll post that.
Yeah.
So that's perfect. So food safety, we all learned a little bit and we got to talk a little bit about stuff.
So which golden girl am I?
Let me look it up real quick. Blanche.
Tell me I'm Blanche. Damn it. Always Blanche.
Because you keep your eggs for 3 to 5 weeks. That was okay. It. That was the breaking. That was a breaking question. You're Blanche. None of these have been Golden Girl questionnaires.
Gosh, dang
it. You know what? I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to get you a Golden Girl questionnaire. We're going to do it on here.
I'm waiting.
Let's see who you really are.
I bet I'm Rose.
I don't know. I mean, it's like the sky's the limit with those four. You just never know. You could answer one question in a Blanche kind of mode.
Yeah.
And that could be it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good.
So.
Very good.
I hope everybody had fun. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
You guys are amazing. You know what? I have seen so many of your shares of our posts. They've been putting them on their stories. They've been sharing them on Facebook.
You've been sharing our shit?
They've been sharing our shit. So super appreciate it.
Yeah.
So. All right. Have a good day, y'all.
Bye, guys.
See you next week. Bye.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by NameTag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.